Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Keep the Money Moving, featuring Amar, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring sunfish.com, knockknock.co, audience.org, and insurrection.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including activeguard.com, firstdefense.com, sunsetcove.com, and xxv.com. Then we talk about the idea of the velocity of money and the balance of maximizing price with sell-through rate and how being active can create outsized returns to allow more compounding of sales and success as a domain investor. Just keep the money moving. We also introduced the idea of the Amar Challenge, which started as a domain version of the Paperclip Challenge, taking a relatively small amount of money and turning it into a much larger number by flipping and trading domain names. More to follow on that. And we also go off topic on the difference between pickleball, paddleball, and padel, which I didn't even know was a thing until the show. Interesting stuff all the same, and it's all coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge, big shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, which is a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $1.xyz Wednesdays every week, and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, just voted number one domain broker in the world for the 7th year in a row by escrow.com. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What is up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors, the OGs, the best in the biz, using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. Not only are these guys the experts, they're some of my closest friends and really co-hosts here on the show. We've got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things, do some AKAs. You know what I'm saying? Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the prices, and somebody gets points, and somebody gets a win, and then somehow, some way, someday, we get some swag to the winners. You might, yeah, let's go. Amar's rocking his gear, Josh. If you're down to rocking XL, I got one sitting for you in the closet. You know what I'm saying? Just any day, anytime, any day, man. Then we got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we'll get into grand closing, where we'll discuss anything that we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, and looking at the market trends, current events, all that good stuff, allowing our guests to mention, promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy. boy, Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Seven Crowns. I don't know if anybody hasn't heard yet, but finally, you know, I mean, although this was an award we technically won as of the end of last year, Media Options and Andrew Rosner were named Domain Broker of the Year, Master of Domains by Escrow.com 7 years in a row. Last year, dude got a ring. You know what I'm saying? Last year was the Jordan year because it was six rings. Now it's seven crowns. You know what I'm saying? So show him. Boom. That's solid gold, baby. Solid gold. Gold dipped a little bit yesterday or the day before, but gold's been going up. So the value of that ring's going up. We went six rings, seven crowns. And, you know, it's pretty cool, man. Congratulations. Good job. What's good with you?
I'm all good. I'm feeling pretty bullish about the market. Things are strong. You know, uncertainty is lifting. And I think we're going to sell, you know, a shit ton of domains in the next two quarters. So I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm all fired up. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I got purpose. I'm gonna, you know, I got people to destroy. I got, you know, games to win. I got everything I need in life. You know what I mean? I got enemies. I got friends. I got everything I need.
Purpose. I got funds. I got memes.
I even got frenemies.
Oh man. No doubt. All right. Well, cool, man. But hey, six rings, seven crowns. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. I am very proud. I will say very, very proud of the Media Options team. I'm proud of, you know, what we built and just the dedication and the discipline and the hard work and the, you know, absolute just shitting on the haters and the doubters and the people that are like, the whiny little bitches that can't realize the greatness that Media Options is. And
put it on a poster. Let's go.
That's it. Pure great. So I am extremely proud. You know, I just look forward to keep doing what we do. We know we keep it simple. We're laser focused. We help companies buy domains. We help people sell domains. We are the best in the world at those two things. And just going to keep doing it. That's it. Yeah. Just keep doing it.
I think that's what it is. I think the amount of work that goes into it, I think, is important. People don't necessarily see behind the curtain, even though what you do share here on the show. You know, I say it a lot. Just because we make it look easy doesn't mean that it is. And, you know, year after year, man, I mean, that's a lot. You know, it's not easy to stay at that level, to be doing that amount of volume, those numbers all the time. And, you know, and not even all the deals go through escrow. I know there are, you know, there's companies out there. It's interesting because, you know, the domain space, you know, not all, you know, very few sales actually get published. So, you know, it's hard. You're trying to, like, you know, sort of promote in an opaque environment. Confidentiality and discretion is obviously extremely important to us. That's why we don't even go out there and announce any of our sales. You know, if they get publicized after the fact, we'll, you know, take credit. But other than that, it's just continue to just do what we do, you know. And big shout out to all of our clients. That's a piece, you know, obviously the team, Chris, Matthew, Billy, everybody else that's involved. And, you know, but also to the clients that continue to trust us and, you know that, you know, give us the opportunity to help them. So that's what it is. Yeah. Anyway, so, and big shout out to escrow.com. You know, it only took them, 5 months to actually announce the award, you know. So
it's all good. Better late than never.
Better late than never, baby. Let's go. Better early than never. Anyway, all right. Well, let's keep it moving. But definitely wanted to put that out there in the universe. And again, Drew, congratulations to you, you know, for being the foundation and the driver of all that. All right. Now, keeping it moving, we got my boy to my lower right, the one and only Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all, a.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J. That one was off of one of the Halloween episodes, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Like, you know, this list is going to keep getting longer. A.k.a. Kuba Kinte, a.k.a. AK-47, a.k.a. Selly Savalas. I don't know. Oh, like sales. Okay. I'm just going through my list. I got Kuba Soze. I don't know if I said that one. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We had a nice 40-minute warm-up here today.
So I mean, that's the thing. I wish I was recording the pre-show.
It's gonna
would have popped off.
It's going to be spicy. Oh, hopefully, Drew hasn't used all his spice pre-show.
Are you kidding me?
East India Trading Company. We're bringing spice all over this.
Yeah, we got spice for days.
Spice one. All right, man. But how you doing otherwise? You good?
Yeah, all good.
All right, man. All right. And last but certainly not least, below me, we got my boy, the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka-chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X going to give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's going on? A.k.a. Mr. Pickle. What's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Good to be here. Perpetually tan now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just all that time outside just playing pickle, man. Every time I see
the most, you. Like, the most tan fat.
That's what I'm saying. You like the most tan ginger ever. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny.
His face and his hair all blend to one now.
I'm like the most tan I've ever been in my life, but I'm on this screen. I don't look tan at all. It's weird.
Hey, man, you know, that's that Maldives sun. It doesn't last long. You know,
doesn't hit the same as that Florida sun, right, JT?
That's it. That Florida sun's got that extra. That's that redneck. You don't become you got to get red to be a redneck. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'll pass. Thanks.
Oh, hey, man, come on. Anytime. Well, we got November, right? You're going to be coming to NamesCon?
Yeah.
The Miami. I mean, Miami's Florida. Now, where we are, it's a little bit more, you know.
I gotta.
Like South Georgia,
I still need to buy here. I gotta buy my ticket. But
let's go. We'll be in Miami for a little bit at the end of May, and then a little PD options team thing. We'll do a show from there, type of thing. A little team show.
Wait, Drew, are you gonna come? Oh no.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're coming? What happened? I'm not.
How do we have a team meeting without me?
No. He's talking about NamesCon.
Oh, oh yeah, no, NamesCon. I announced it on our last show. If you watched it. I was too upset.
I wasn't invited.
I can't give you 100% confirmation because we got, but yes, my intention at this point is fully to go. I'm actually very excited to go. And, I'm already coordinated with NamesCon. Actually, JT, that's one of the things I forgot to talk to you about.
I just wrote that on the list because we got to connect with them on the whole thing. Get our,
sorry, NamesCon. I know we owe you several things. We will get to that to you quickly. But anyways, I will be at NamesCon, God willing. That is my intention. There is a chance that I will not be able to do it, but most likely I will be there. And I'm
God's
very
plan,
excited.
Baby.
Look, I want to support it. I've been trying to say for God, I don't know, 8 years or more that NamesCon needs to move back, you know, move to Miami. And I think that that's the appropriate home. It's got the highest concentration of, you know, OG investors. Mm. And it's just so easy to get to for everybody, whether you're coming from Europe, whether you're coming from America, coming from South America. I mean, you could come in from Asia. It's Miami is, you know, the easiest place. You know, it's the opposite of Austin, which is like literally the hardest place in America to get to. So, I think this is going to be great. I think it's going to be a great show. Miami's an amazing location. I mean, yeah, excited. Traffic Miami, Domain Fest Miami. No, Domain Fest never did Miami. This was always traffic, but Traffic Miami was always hot. It was fun.
And Josh, you're going, right?
I'm going. Yeah, NamesCon team reached out to me a while ago and asked if I'd be involved. So I'm not sure exactly what sessions I'm doing, but I'll be there. Yeah.
We should see about carpooling down there. Are you going to drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's go. You, Billy, maybe get Brian Harvey. Let's get we need to get a Domainer van from North Florida. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be like on our own like vibe. We're doing it.
Man.
Holler, Brian. We can pick up Steve Kennedy on the way. I mean, it's going to be, we're going to do this.
Get a big black. Well, I will start the party early, dude.
Where you guys are, that's not considered panhandle, right? That's
no, we're on the opposite
side.
Yeah. but we are kind of, like I said, we're like the rednecks, man. We're the hicks coming down from North Florida, you know?
Like, Brooke is like a couple of hours south of us.
Oh, dude, she's legit on the way. She lives in Palm Coast, yeah. So like, yeah. She's like on 95. Like, we will like basically pass their house on the way down. We could probably grab one of the Loomis guys. I mean, shit, we could have a lot of crew.
Brooke and her husband used to be down in Costa Rica when I was in Panama.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah, they got like a beach vibe going on, and but where they are is literally like on the way, and so we're gonna show up with a motley crew, and we're like a little caravan down there, you know. So where does Jeff live now? Jeff's in Tampa. So we're talking about Gabriel. He's over in Tampa. He's in an area that's very similar, like where Josh lives, like the neighborhood. It's like beautiful and like very manicured and all that, and he's in a very similar type of in fact, Jeff's sister though lives in the neighborhood that Josh lives.
And yeah, he was telling me the other day, next time he comes here, he was gonna hit me up. Yeah.
So let's get it. It's gonna be good. I think I would agree with you, Drew, and you know, I've been a proponent of that as well. I think that the ICA has done a fantastic job of taking the Vegas January early beginning of the year spot. And that only continues to get better and better. So I think it was really important for NamesCon to kind of carve out the piece that was going to really work for them. And I think getting away from the summer, you know, and doing the, you know, the fall and the fall
is stupid. Everybody's traveling or family.
It's Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And
yeah, man, let's go to Austin. Let's go barbecue ourselves.
Exactly right. You don't need to go to Franklin's when you're already cooking. You're already barbecue. But yeah, man. So no, all good stuff. Excited. A lot more to come on all those things, on the NamesCon event, the ICA event. The domain.
I can't wait for the paid domain Sherpa dinner in Miami. It's gonna be great.
Dude, happy to do it, man. Great. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to use Drew's credit card for it. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be so good.
We usually do a Sherpa dinner during NamesCon. I mean, that's
are we gonna good. Go somewhere that has knives on the walls?
Oh, I hope not, because then he's trying to come home.
we upgrade his swords.
Yeah, hey, any restaurants that would like to let us know, any, you know, who's got the best, sharpest, most, you know, like the best stuff on the walls that we could potentially negotiate for. But hey, nah, it's all good, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right, well, that's what's up. All right, well, let's dive right into the domain game, actually. Let's get this thing moving, because we're already like, we're behind the eight ball on time because our pre-show went long, and we got a post show that we got some things to talk about. So, yeah. Drew, what do you got? You got to buy, you got to sell, you got a name for the domain game?
Man, I mean, I do. I got a couple of real nice ones, but I don't think we could talk about them.
I just pushed you a name this morning.
But then we already all know, we literally, every one of them.
I know. Yeah, I'll get the price right.
Yeah, that does work. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to say, we're going to go with this one. The money arrived at escrow, transfers should be in process. So I think it's okay. Sunfish.com.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Purchase, to buy.
Oh, well, then I will tell you why. I was going to say, I'm like, I didn't even know we own that. Sunfish.com. All right, so it's a purchase. Sunfish.
It's a good name. Where do you find these good names?
That's a great name. Listen, I'm that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think I get this ring for nothing?
Sunfish.
I mean, DNX is the hot shit. It's definitely the best place. If you're a mitt, there's no better place to go find your domain names than DNX. But if you're me, you know what I'm saying? You need that. You need those.
You go everywhere. You got it all.
You need the Silk Road.
You get a little extra. But yeah, DNX is killing it. And Josh, you guys are doing an awesome job there. I'm continuously impressed.
Yeah. So it's a problem, actually, because every time I log in there, I'm like, oh shit, there's like five names I want to buy. And then,
now, if only he'll do some of the shit that I'm asking for.
I'm working on it. I'm working.
So you hold on, let's actually log in. What's your update look like? Because I logged in and I couldn't get in because it was
I mean It's basically, so you know how some of the searches took a little while before? Now it's like search is like basically instant. So it's very, very quick. Added a few other filters. Working on a newsletter, Amar. We'll probably start that next week. You know, one of the reasons why we didn't do that earlier is because email deliverability was like a big thing at the beginning. So we wanted to get that sorted. So I just want to make sure I don't mess anything up with that. But yeah, now that the site is like loading everything like almost instantly, we can start pushing out more updates more quickly. So yeah,
love it, man.
The other thing I want is more important even than the newsletter, but you'll get there.
We'll get there.
I love it. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's flip it. Oh wow! All right, sunfish.com.
Damn, y'all are like.
I got 12,500. Josh is 17,500. Amar's at $75,000 for Sunfish.
So Amar won. The price was 60,000.
Oh wow! Okay. 60.
Y'all are tripping. 11,000, 17,000. Please point me in the direction of where I can buy a domain like sunfish.com for $11,000 or $17,000, because I'll take everything you got.
Yeah. My bad. I say 12,500.
Josh, you got sunfish.com on DNX for 17? Because I'll take it.
No sunfish, but what about pinkfish? I think I saw that the other day.
Well, pinkfish is no fish. It's actually called pinkfish. There's two fish that are called sunfish.
See, I thought that Drew would pay up for fish-related names.
Okay. I've owned a lot of them, man. I had jellyfish. I sold that.
I love jellyfish. Octopus.
Blowfish is good. I have...
Blowfish, yeah.
What else do I have? I think I used to have bluefish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Let's go. Dr. Seuss in this bitch.
I don't know. I got a bunch. I don't even know where I go.
Yeah. All right, cool. So Sunfish.
But I think Sunfish is a killer brand. I mean.
It is. That is. You're right. It is dope.
On so many levels. Like, it's an animal. It's got the sun factor, which, you know, solar.
Yeah, solar. Yeah, it's a great name.
Banger of a industry over the next decade. So I like it a lot for
I undershot it. You know, I kind of looked at it like the way you were making it seem like, you know, where you were like, oh, I got my ways and all this kind of stuff. Like, I thought you know, just picked this off on some real gangster, like sneak, you know, like,
I mean, personally, shit. I think 600 is a pick off. Like
60, yeah.
I don't know. I think Brady would pay 100, maybe $1.25 for Sunfish.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's a great name. And Amar gets
Josh,
the point.
You know better than me. What do you think? What's your data tell you? I don't look at data. I use instincts.
Yeah. The data doesn't love it as much as you do. But, having said that, it's still a great name. I don't think Braden would pay $1.20. I think that he would be lower than you on that one. Listen, man, you're the GOAT. But
we can ask him. He'll be on the show next week.
I think that in the grant, in like, I would say that it was a slight overpay, but it's all relative. It's all relative because on the retail level, you know, you're asking what mid six figures for that name. So whether you paid, you know, 25 or 50, 60, if you get your end user price, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good stuff. All right. Well, hold on. All right. Well, Amar gets the point, and we're going to keep it moving. Amar, it's actually then up to you to give us a name.
All right. So I got a few here, but I'm going to go with a .co just to...
Bob?
Prove my theory, or not my theory, just to be consistent about what I've been talking about. So knockknock.co.
Ooh, okay. Knock, knock.
And that was a sell.
A sell.
It's a great name.
Knockknock.co.
Knockknock.co. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who's there? Where's my calculator? Knockknock.co. All right.
right. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, geez.
All right.
This is actually really, this proves that I'm following what I said I've been doing.
Wait, hold on. Josh is at 9,888. Drew's at 14,369. I'm at 40,000.
Wow. 40,000?
I don't know, man. It's a sale. You don't sell your shit like you.
No, no, you're right. And this is, like I said, I've been talking about how I'm like really cutting prices on anything that's not .com. And .orgs I've also been raising probably a little bit. But unless it's the top of the, you know, line .co's or .io's, I'm dropping them.
Okay.
So I sold it for $4,900.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Pretty nice. What did you guys have? I forget already. What was your numbers?
9,888.
That's Josh with the point.
Yeah.
I was 10, that's about, 10X.
That's about where I would price it too, which is, but I always add a little bit more because I feel like you price a little higher than me.
I do usually, and like, you know, like I said, I'm making a concerted effort to trim anything that's not top tier.
Okay. And how's that going?
Good. I'm getting a lot of sales.
I feel it, man. That's what's up.
But it's good. It accomplishes a couple of things. It feels good. I forgot. It feels nice to get a bunch of sales, even if they're small.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, what'd you buy it for and how long did you hold it?
I bought it for $200.
Yeah. 205,000.
205. And probably not that long, probably a few years.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
Couple year hold time, turned $200.
I'll tell you exactly when I bought it. Maybe it's longer. I got it in 2021, so 4 years.
Okay. 4 years, turned $200 into 5,000. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the formula is like it's not rocket science, but you have to be willing to hold. You have to have enough cash and you have to have some sense of the right names to buy in order to be successful in the space, you know?
And I think I had it priced at 10K.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, man. I was way out.
I think I had it priced at 10K. Up until whatever, maybe earlier this year, I think I cut some prices. And I like the name a lot. I think it's a great, great name. But then I'm starting to think about like, okay, if that was .com, what would you guys price knockknock.com at?
150 to 250.
Okay. So, right. So then I'm in the right range.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. I put 14 grand. So
yeah,
I think, you know, if it was knock.co, then maybe
I wouldn't have dropped the price.
Right?
Right.
Maybe 25. But like 40 would be like probably the upper limit. You know what I mean? Like we sell a fair amount of .co's. But you know, they're usually typically in that 10 to 25,000 range.
See, if it was knock.co, I'd price it higher. I'd probably price it 50, maybe more. But again, that's what I'm saying. I'm holding the line on what I think are the best, and I'm dropping the pricing on the ones that are more middle.
You know, I think there's a concept that I realized this in my head. You know, somebody, one of my friends was asking me, he's like, you know, and I'm not trying to pound my fucking chest, but he asked me like, why do you outperform? What makes you different? Why are you outperforming others? And again, I think Josh is 10X better at looking at the data and making like a really informed decision on domain purchases. I think you have more experience and you know, also just really good instincts, right? JT, forget about it. you know, there are, my point is just to say that there are many people. Yanni is a fucking robot computer, right? You got Nagar, you got real studs. And to be fair, I did not outperform Nagar or Yanni or, you know, several others. But if I am outperforming, The reason is simply that I understand the velocity of money. And so people are very much focused on selling a particular domain, you know, let's say the Rick Schwartz approach, okay? And I have a huge respect for that. But the only reason that I could catch up and probably surpass Rick is that, you know, like, let's say lifetime sales and probably remaining portfolio value is because of velocity of money. Yes, I could have held out on some of the great names. I've had something like, I don't know, around 60 two-letter.coms pass through my hands over the years, right? I've had hundreds of the best domain names that exist on the internet pass through my hands, meaning I own them at some point, me, the company, my wife, whatever. And Rick would look at it and say, you know, you fucked up. You sold a domain that's worth 10 million. You sold it for 500,000. You shouldn't have done that. And he's probably right. But if you look at my position as a broker in the industry and the opportunity that I have to continuously acquire great domain names, I would say today it's a little bit harder, but over the course of my career, it's been very easy for me to have access to keep acquiring great domain names. Is one better than the other, blah, blah, blah? Doesn't matter, really. It's just about relative velocity of the cash flow. Because if I buy a domain name for 50, I turn around and I sell it for 500, even though maybe within the next decade I could have sold that for 5 million, I took that 500. I then went out and I bought 10 more names. I turned around and sold those for 500 each, some of them for millions, right? And now I'm right back to that 5 million, but I did it in probably 2 years instead of waiting 10. And I had lower downside because I diversified from the one name that I was hoping for 5 into 10 names that I just got to get 500 for, right? And that literally was my playbook. And it was just boom, boom, boom. Great name. Okay. Maybe some of these I'm still holding, right? But where I had the opportunity to get real money that generated a 5, 10, 20x return, I never said no. And the reason was that I could then take that money, reinvest it, take the money, reinvest it. And so, you know, this is what people lose sight of. It's like, wow, okay, you know, a company that makes like a 2% margin. It's like, well, how do you run a business on 2% margin? Well, you run a business on 2% margin if you can then take the 2% margin. And then the next month, you take the 2% margin. And the next month, you take 2% margin. And so the same amount of injected cash flow that went into the business is turning out a 2% margin a month, which turns into a 24% margin over the course of the year. And so velocity of money in economics and in business is a really important concept that I think very, very, very few people actually pay attention to. I think everybody's focused on the nominal profit. You bought it for X, you sold it for Y. Great. But what about if you bought it for X, you sold it for Z, you bought it again for X, you know, for the same X, and you sold it for Y, and you bought it again for X, and then you keep turning that over. And if you bought something for X and you sold it for Y in a 5-year period of time or in a 10-year period of time, but you could also buy it for X, sell it for much less, even 10X less, buy 10 things, then flip it, buy 10 things, flip it, buy 10 things, and keep repeating. That's how you compound. And that's why compounding is such a powerful force. And so velocity, compounding, kind of the same thing. And I think it's a really important concept. And even though I do encourage people to try to get the best price for their domains, I wouldn't lose sight of the fact that you can sell for a lower price. If you're making a profit, like, don't listen to anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever lost money taking a profit. So You take the profit, you reinvest it, you compound. And that is how you create outsized returns. The only single reason that I was able to come full-time in this business so late, 2007, 6, whatever it was, and catch up to Amar, catch up to anybody else that was at the top of the game. The only reason was that I was compounding. And I wasn't just saying, okay, I'm going to stick this to my portfolio. I'm going to hold out for the absolute tippy top price and I'm not going to sell until I get it. I respect that strategy. And a lot of people have been very successful. In fact, most of the people that have been super successful in this business did it with that strategy. But if you're playing catch up, I think that understanding that velocity of compounding your money is an effective strategy.
Yeah. And I'm taking some notes because I think this is an important sort of point, you know, because when you're talking about, you know, velocity of money is an interesting sort of term. And I think what you're really saying is when you're, it's this idea of maximizing price, right? Not necessarily getting the maximum value.
No, I'm not trying to maximize price. It's actually the opposite.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not about necessarily setting the highest price. It's setting a price that's actually going to lead to a productive sale that could then lead to additional inventory, leading to more sales, you know, kind of the right balance between, you know, maximizing price and sell through rate, right? So it's like, hey, you're almost better off in times, at least what you found by way of finding success is keep the money moving, like keep it moving, you know?
Keep the money moving. That's exactly, that's the motto. Keep your money moving. If your money's sitting stagnant, you're probably losing money, or you're at least losing opportunity cost.
But I think it also it depends on your time horizon, right? So
totally.
if you're focused on a very short, well, actually, it's different. You could be focused on a very short or a very long time horizon, and you might want to focus more on maximum dollar on this sale. But if you have a more of a medium term and growth mindset, then what Drew's saying is exactly right, because you want to keep compounding. You can't compound if you are trying to maximize right now, or you're trying to maximize for the very, very long term. You have to, you know, keep it moving as you guys are saying. And that's more on the growth mindset. But some people, if you only have one name, right, or two names, then, you know, you kind of have to, if your goal is to retire just on that name or two names, then you know, which I don't think that's a really good way to do it, but you never know. Some people, right? Like if you're sitting on an amazing name, that could be your retirement. Totally. You just have to know when to pull the trigger and hope that time doesn't pass you by and you fuck up and you miss an opportunity.
And keep in mind that this entire strategy that I'm talking about is predicated on the idea that you have access to replace the names you're selling. If you cannot replace what you're selling with something similar or equivalent in value, then, you know, it's a losing game.
And I think and Josh is, you know, we used to call him Super Bowl, right? Because of his, you know, constant need to be moving and doing, right? So Josh, would you agree to this sort of method? It's about finding that right balance of like, hey, you might not necessarily get the top possible dollar for every name, but by continuing to drive sales with the ability to spot opportunities, we say it on the show all the time, you make money on the buy, not on the sell. So if you know that there's inventory that's out there that you could go get to continue to fill the funnel, to continue to fill the pipeline, that's, you know, sort of a successful sort of approach. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, especially early on, when cash becomes more important, it's like a pendulum, right? The more if you start trying to hold out for more money, you're going to lose deals that you could have otherwise closed. So, you know, the pendulum doesn't stop. The more, you know, the higher price expectations you have, and the more you plan on holding out, the more deals you lose, and you know, the more deals you try to close, the more money you're going to leave on the table. So, I mean, it's a balancing act. And I think that depending on your situation, should determine, you know, what side of the scale you choose to sit on. And I think that from a general, point of view, I think the earlier you are in your career, the more you should sit on the side of taking money and reinvesting. And the later you are in your career, I think the more you should, you know, sit on the side of holding out for higher dollar, for a higher ROI.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I agree about it being a balance, you know, and I know Shane is another one who, you know, when he talks about, oh, I sold a name, so that let me go and buy four more names, right? Like he's very much, you know, and once you get to a point too, where then you have some success, because it takes time, right? A lot of this is also, in order to be a successful domain investor, you know, really it's this time horizon. It's not going to be quick unless you can somehow come up on a domain purchase that is just something crazy where you can get like a oneword.com for like 10 grand or something, like, you know, where you have some ability to get some sort of amazing deal on the buy side that then makes it where the sell side, you know, is almost a guaranteed success or whatever, or worth holding out because, you know, you've got this enormous opportunity. But, you know, it's, you know, knockknock.co was a 5-year hold time, you know, to turn $200 into $5,000. Not the 40,000 that I guessed or whatever crazy number. But, you know, but again, you want to get that 10, 20X, right? And then the ability to then go buy more inventory and more names. And, you know, I talk about folks like Steve Kennedy is somebody who, you know, I mentioned him earlier. You know, he's got this incredible domain portfolio because he was so active buying, you know, early that he's had now for a long time. It takes a long time to build a portfolio at prices that make sense. So it's like, you've got to be in it for the long haul, but you can't buy names if you don't sell names. So I think keep the money moving.
It all depends on how much money you come into the industry with, right? If you're Brent and you come in with hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever, and you can just, you know, buy every opportunity that you get, you can still be successful because domains have such a good spread.
Yo, by the way, I don't think people realize like how successful Brent has been since entered the domain industry. I had to guess, I bet he is very close to having made as much from domains as he did from selling HostGator.
Talking about Brent Oxley, of course.
Yeah, just because I know where he ranks each year in the escrow report.
Yeah.
And I know more or less where that puts him in sales. And I mean, he's not brokering. I don't really know why they include him on
this. I think one of the reasons why he's there, though, Drew, is because of actually a lot on the buy side.
Maybe.
Because it doesn't say master of selling domains. It's just transactions on the buy and sell side. And he's buying a lot of domains for very high prices.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, obviously the budget matters, you know, how long you can make that last. You know, and real quick before I forget, Amar, because I wrote down the name.
And he's also selling a lot of names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got amazing names.
For very good prices.
Yeah.
Well, he's got very good names. Is it Knock Knock, by the way? Is it K-N-O-C-K?
Yeah.
That KK in the middle is kind of an interesting sort of dynamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of K's in that name. But anyway, but yeah, man, I think.
Don't y'all like your K's in Florida?
What's that, man? Down south.
But my point was, by the way, is that for your average person that doesn't come in with a lot of capital, it just takes a while for you to build up a portfolio.
We've seen people come in and try to do it quick.
I mean, I don't know. I've been super impressed in the last 3-4 years since COVID, really. There's been a whole bunch of people that have come into this industry with no knowledge and very little money. And, you know, they're just rocking and rolling with their little, you know, 2-3 figure purchases that they're rolling for a 5 or a 10X. They're doing it pretty quickly. They're kind of doing that compounding, you know, strategy. Mm-hmm. Seen them, you know, pull up to, you know, significant portfolios now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can be done.
It can be done. It's not easy, but it can
be
done.
What do y'all think? Paige's daughter, she's doing that $100 or $1,000 to $1 million challenge. I want to join that shit. I want to see if I was thinking about the other day. Like, I really, 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 I've talked about it on here before. I would love to be able to figure out some kind of challenge like that that could actually be really tracked, you know, keep everybody honest somehow. And like, let's take all the OG motherfuckers and be like, all right, let's go. Can y'all do it again?
That would be really fun, actually.
I think it would be awesome. I just don't
know. Start with a manageable number, like, you know, I don't know, 10 grand.
And yeah, it's got to be 10 grand and then 10 grand to $1 million in, I don't know, two years.
0% chance.
Yeah. No, I actually think.
I guarantee you I can do it in 1 year. I guarantee you.
10 grand to $1 million?
10 grand to $1 million. Guarantee you I can do
it. Can I give you the 10 grand to do it with? And then I get the $1 million that you turn it into?
No, man. What do you think? That shit's easy? I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying I can do it. But it's a lot of work. You got to turn and burn. You got to, you know, you got to be hustling. You got to be like, you know, you don't sit there and buy one name for 10 grand and hope you're going to sell it for a million.
You buy
something for 10. You know, it's like that. It's like that. What was that shit? The paperclip.
Yeah, the paperclip.
Turn the paperclip all the way up to like a house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what this game is. It's, I got to buy something for, you know, probably what I actually have to do is find something that's a layup at 10 grand that I know I can flip for like 40, 50. Or I got to buy like 3 to 5 names that are like just really good names that I know I can go outbound and sell for 5 or 10x. Because, you know, really the sweet spot in outbounding is 10 to 25 grand. If you're, and it's really 10 to 15 grand. But if you're outbounding in that range, 5 grand, 10 grand, 15 grand, people make impulsive decisions. If it's a lot more than that, then it's got to go for some decision for some other person. And so I think you take 10 grand, you buy 5, 6, 7, 8 names, you know, that you can then go out and flip for a 5 or a 10X very quickly. We're talking 2 weeks. And then double down. Now you're buying 5 grand names, probably 5 of them, you know, 5 to 10, 5 grand names. Then you're going to go out. You're going to, again, double down. Boom. You got to hustle. You got to find the buyers. You got to flip them. And the names you're buying have got to be, you can't buy trendy names. You got to buy shit that is like evergreen businesses. There's hundreds of small to medium sized businesses in that vertical that you can go sell this name to. Mm-hmm. And I think, let's just see. I think that, let's say the 10 grand, I can turn into 50 in a month. 50 into 500, let's say 50 into 250, okay? 3 months. So now we're at 4 months. 250, once you got to 250, now you're cooking, because now you can buy the 10 and the $25,000 names, and you just need one of those to knock out of the park. So now I think you got 8 months to turn the 250 into a million. And I think that that's the easy part. I think getting from 10,000 to 250 is the hard part. You need 2-3 cycles to do that. And then you're cooking.
I would just take the 10 grand, buy a couple .ai domains, and then it's going to make me millions within a year. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Done and done.
No. Then you're gonna burn that money up in renewals real quick.
Don't anyway, worry about renewals. You only got 1 year or 2 years anyway.
Man, I'm talking about, you know, this is gonna make it.
What do you think, Amar? You think you got it in you?
I mean, yes, but here's the issue where you have the advantage is you have experience outbounding. I've never done outbound, so I think I could go toe-to-toe with you on the buy side. On the outbound side, you would crush me. So that's the kind of, you know, I think that's where I would lose.
Yeah.
On the buy side, I would put up whatever. If we each had 10 grand and we looked at the, and we did no outbound, that would be interesting.
I mean, that would be an easy contest. We could, you know,
10 grand.
And, we each have 10 grand.
And it's also easier to track. It's also easier to track.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's an easy one to put rules around. So
yeah.
Each person gets 10 grand, 30 days. You know, we have a Sherpa show at the beginning. We have a Sherpa show at the end. You come
That's
on.
That's not everybody. Enough time. I think here's what you got to do. You got 10 grand. You have 30 days
to spend 10 grand?
Hold on. You got 30 days to, yes, 30 days.
I spent that like 14 times over already.
That'd be phase one though, right?
No. That's what I'm saying. You have 30 days. So maybe we're saying the same thing. You have 30 days to deploy your 10 grand.
Yeah.
And
at the end, we're just going to show up on Sherpa and everybody's going to say, okay, what'd you get for 10 grand?
Right. That's fine.
And then Josh is going to tell us who won.
Josh will look at the data.
But that's just phase one. Then you just, you know, then you could follow up a year or 2 years later and see exactly how the, you know, how
that's
they
good.
Did.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about this.
Can we create a betting market around it?
We can do a lot around it. But listen, we're not even done with the domain game. So
no, come on, guys.
All right, let's go.
Josh, you have a buy or a sell. What you got?
For what it's worth, I think that I would struggle on that challenge. I think it's hard. Just
Wait, on which one? On Drew's challenge or on Amar's challenge?
On the challenge of getting 10 grand to a million in a year. I think it's hard.
Oh, yeah. That's
obviously it's not easy. I mean, that's like, you know what I'm saying? If it was easy, then it would, like, everybody in the industry would make $1 million. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but
I guess what I'm saying is I think you can't do it without outbounding.
I think you have to get dumb shit lucky or you have to do outbounding. You have to.
I think you have to. For me, I would be flipping to investors. I would just be arbitraging the market as best.
Then you've got to put in work.
That's a grind. That's
yeah.
That's
but then, like, exactly.
What is that? Commission rounders or whatever.
But Josh, how do you feel about the?
I'll tell you what though. Yeah. You know who would
annoying and just letting it
run that game.
No chance.
Oliver Holger would crush everybody.
1 year.
Yeah.
No.
Oliver Holger could take 10 grand and turn it into a million just selling to wholesalers. That motherfucker, nobody will out hustle, dude. He sleeps 2 hours a day and he'll just be on there like going, hey, who wants to buy this? And he'll just attack and he'll just.
This isn't 2014 anymore, though.
Yeah.
No, Josh, though. No, I'm saying not with a. Trying to hit a certain number. We're just saying flat out, you get 10 grand, you deploy. And every, you know, at the end of the year, who turned their 10 grand?
Who's got the most sale?
That's the Amar challenge. The Amar challenge is you have 30 days to deploy 10 Gs, you put everything up for sale, and then you check periodically to see who has more sales at a year, at 2 years. You make it like
an annual. You got to control it. So all the names have to be listed on the same platform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No outbound. They just got to be listed.
Yeah, no outbound.
Like either Adam or after Nick.
Yeah, and then you can almost make it an annual show where you check to see, hey, who has any sales on the Amar challenge? And then it's like, hey, check it in. Oh, this year I sold 30 grand on the Amar challenge. Oh, that puts you at 40 total. You know,
like, I would love that. That would be super cool.
I think we should do this. I think we should do the Amar challenge. And I think we should talk to Polymarket about if we can create like a betting market where our fans can then bet on who's going to win.
Oh, I'd love that.
Who's going to win at the six month mark? Who's going to win at the 1 year mark? Who's going to win at the 2 year mark?
Oh my God.
I love this. I think this would be super fun. And I think it'll drive a ton of engagement and the industry will love it. People will love it.
I'm down.
I'm in. So
all Sherpas, all current and former Sherpas can participate.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Gosh,
what are you doing? You're trying to lock yourself in, man. You worry that somebody's coming.
Yeah. Josh was like, that's it. I'm in. I'm locked in. Josh is locked in.
He's like, I'm not leaving my desk for 30 days.
He's like, I am locked.
Why don't bring me some empty milk bottles?
I'm locked in. Now you got to, he has a bathroom up in there. you got plumbing, I think, in that space.
Yeah, I got it all.
If you're using toilets, you're gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get a milk bottle.
You gotta be like, yeah. Well, you gotta grind. You gotta lock it in. All right, Josh, go ahead. What is it?
People in suspense.
Yeah, you gotta buy or sell. What you got?
Drew, we can go to boner.com, Drew. That'll fix everything.
Go to what?
Boner.com, man.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, buy or sell?
All my sales are kind of small and boring. I haven't got anything exciting, so I'll do a buy from fairly recently. I don't think that you guys know what I paid. So, audience.org.
Ooh.
Audience.org.
Audience, that's a great one.
Oh, name, you bought it?
Bought it, yeah. Drew, you don't know what I paid, do you?
No, wait, I didn't hear the domain.
Audience.org.
Nice one. Audience.org. No, I have no idea what you paid. All right.
Are you ready to go with Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Fly Eagles Fly?
Actually, I'm sure. Okay.
All ready? Right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Flipperoo.
Okay. Drew's at 2,000.
Is it a sale or a buy?
Buy.
Drew's at $2,369. I'm at 12,000.
I would crush you guys.
I'm at 12,500 and Amar's at 15 grand.
So I actually drew one. It was 5 grand.
Oh, wow. That's okay. A great buy. Holy shit.
Thanks. I like it too.
All right. So yeah, where'd you buy it? Let's talk about it. What's good?
That's a great buy. Is that PX?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I would have bought that immediately.
Amar, I'm not even asking Amar. Josh, has Amar bought anything on DNX yet?
A couple.
Not as much as you, obviously, but
I mean, like legit?
No, nothing big, dude.
I think every time I go on there, I find like 3 to 5 names and I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta buy that now.
Right. No, Josh is doing an amazing job. This is what I told. This is why I said the newsletter suggestion, because it's out of sight.
I agree with you 100%.
So one,
also will be one of the high. It'll be the newsletter itself and the subscription base will be one of the most valuable elements in this business.
That's what I told him. But I also, but not even about that part. It's just reminding me. Oh shit! I got to go to DNX.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's okay. So now we've got a three-way tie. So you guys, everybody chill for a sec, because now what I'm going to do is...
That was really on DNX for 5K? Fuck.
Okay. All right. Do you guys know what insurrection.com went for on NameJet?
No. Insurrection?
Insurrection.
I told Drew about that
one.
How'd
I miss it? I wanted to buy that one.
Well, don't look. Because that's the name we're going to go with for the tie break. Because it's the three of you each have a point. I'm a loser with no points. So I get to throw a name out. But I'm going to throw insurrection.com really quick. Y'all throw.
Pete, I kind of like the sound of that. Say
today is not my day. Insurrection.com. Put it into your phone. Quick, Josh. This is our tie break.
Wild.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. All right. Ooh, okay.
We clustered. Yep.
That's good. So Amar's at 8,500. Josh is at 9,088. And Drew is at 11,369. And the winner of today's domain game is, Billy, give me a drum roll. Josh.
Numbers.
10,081 dollars. $10,081. You guys were within like hundreds of dollars of each other. Insurrection.com, sold on NameJet. We had talked about it previously on the show. I'd actually be interested to go back. I don't know if Billy can find a quick clip to see what we said about Insurrection when we talked about it on the show and see what everybody's guess is around that time, if we gave it a potential price and see how close we were.
I don't think we gave it a price, but I think we all agreed that Drew wanted it.
Yeah, it's a Drew.
Would you have paid that, Drew?
Yeah, would it go 9?
10.
Yeah, I would have paid that. I would have paid that. I don't know how I missed it. I know I backordered it. I don't know. Weird.
So I'm
trying to do a search right now, only by TLD, and it's not working.
Okay. Should be. Let's have a look.
Like the only, you know what I'm saying? In the filters.
Yeah, what TLD?
Org. Oh, sorry. I also put minimum age 10. Let me delete that. Oh, yeah. I deleted that and then I got all the results.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So we currently only have age on .com, I think. That's why.
So you can make it so it defaults to all if you don't.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Also, can you let me stay signed in?
I'm sure we can, yeah.
Panic.org for $1,900. Panic.org is kind of a cool domain.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of great names.
There's some great, great names. Flip.net.
All right.
Fab.net. Glow.
Guys, big shout out to DNX. Go check it out.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
There'll be less names at the end of this show than there were at the beginning of the show. All right. Well, look, we got to let's get into name checking a jet really quick. We have about 15 minutes and then we're going to wrap this up. So, really quick to the audience, this is the name checking a jet segment. That's where we'll go over a quick list of domain names that are up for auction at NameJet. Big shout out to them. And if you go to the domain Sherpa page, you can pull the Excel spreadsheet. It's got some, the data around the names that we were going to talk about on today's show. Estimate appraisal, take those with a grain of salt, how many back orders as of the time we put the list together, what the back order end date is, all that good stuff, and along with some other data as well. So big shout out to Estimate as well for providing that data, that additional data. And and we've got the list of names today. Amar, do you have the list in front of you?
Sorry, I'm scrolling DNX.
I know y'all are gonna spend the next 30 minutes like on DNX, which is great. But we got to finish this show.
Yeah. No, okay. I got the list right here. Yeah.
All right. So let's go with you and you tell me what you like and what you don't like.
So we already talked about child custody. Didn't we talk about that the last one? Or no,
it might have been. I didn't think it was in the last show, but it's possible. You know, it's.
Or maybe it was two, or something with custody. Maybe it wasn't that one. But it was, I like child custody. I like, there was, Hutchins is a pretty popular name. So I think that's a good one.
You're right. Child custody was on the last show. You're right. Okay. So forget that he even mentioned it, everyone. Like Men in Black, stick. You know what I'm saying?
And then the two defense names are great. Active Guard and First Defense. That's what I'd be going after. Okay. The one I don't like is I don't really love pronouncing.com.
Okay. And, well, you can leave it at that. Let other people talk. But the real quick on those defense names, activeguard.com and firstdefense.com, what are you trying to pay for those?
Those are fantastic names.
Yeah, those are fantastic names.
I actually think I don't know which one I like more, but I like them both a lot.
Yeah.
I think those are easy wholesale mid four figure.
Okay.
And retail, I'd be pricing them both probably 100K.
All right. I dig it.
I think First Defense is probably a better end user name. But
maybe I don't even know.
Yeah, but Active Guard. They're both
bangers. Those are both bangers of names. They're like those are the kind of names you just are like. That's not in use. Like I don't. Yeah.
What does the data say, Josh?
All right, so my initial instinct is like, his First Defense spelt with a C E at the end in use.
That's because you're British.
Yeah, nobody thinks like that except you guys.
It is, right?
When was the last time you sold a domain to a British company?
Long time, man.
Yeah, sometimes, long time.
Like, honestly, sometimes I get in trouble for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
honestly,
you know what it is, though? But here's the thing. It's not actually a British company. It might be a British company, but they're actually using it like First Defense, like the word fence, and they're selling fences. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's
not
like...
Defense, not defense.
Exactly. Not defense, but defense. Like, yo, what up? This is my, you know what I mean? That's like, they're like a rap group.
Not my defense.
Yeah, that's like a rap group. Defense.
It's a good name.
All right. What else you like or don't like?
Talking to me?
Yeah. It's on you now, man.
Hutchins.com is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a popular last name. I imagine there are probably quite a few companies that are called Hutchins as well. Professional services typically for that type of name. So the upside is not that much, but there'll be a decent amount of end users. And then, you know, sometimes people just want to own their last name. So that has a certain amount of value. Sunset Cove, I like that name. Just sounds good. It's like
vibes.
Nice brand.
A good place to go sunset grandma.
Oh, the retirement home?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunset Cove. Sunset Cove, yeah, that's actually where I'd like to retire to. Oh, we got a place.
Sunset Cove?
Sunset Cove. Sounds nice.
I don't really know how you would use childcustody.com.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Yeah. I was saying on the last show, or where we talked about it, was it's such a
Yeah, JT doubled down on child custody.
We double dipped on child custody.
Yeah, double dipped.
It's just an emotional thing, and people spend a lot of money. It's one of the probably legal battles that people will spend the most money on. So just imagine.
So that's actually a great name, huh? Because that's the kind of name that a lawyer can put on like a billboard and probably
get custody.com 100%. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. And like you said, like Amar said, it's an emotionally charged, important, area for folks that are dealing with a custody issue. So, yeah.
Yeah, I actually quite like that name now that you say it.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I got to get that before the 10 grand 30 day starts.
I mean, rioting.com, I'm out on that one. Okay. I'm definitely out on that one.
Yeah, so pronouncing and rioting are the two that you guys have named that you don't like. Largely, you think, because of just the... It's just weird verb.
I don't mind that name, but it's just...
What is the ing? Gerund? What is the...
Gerund.
ING doesn't work, in my opinion. There's very few names where it works. There's a few, but...
Yeah, we're not down with the present principle up in here, you know? But I agree, it is like a weird, like, rioting.com. And plus, it's like pronouncing.com. I don't know if it's, in language. Yeah, I would agree. I think those are both probably ones that, seem somewhat interesting. Kind of like that thing we say a lot, which is not all one-word domains are created equal, right? So that's one where it's like, let me know if anybody has an interesting one-word. I've got a client looking for a oneword.com, and then that's the shit you get. You get pronouncing.com, you know what I'm saying? Or people outright send you a bunch of three-word.coms because people are idiots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Drew, what about you? It's on you. Get off the DNX thing, you're searching and you check out and look at the list that's in front of you and tell me what you think.
Josh is loving it. He's like, yeah, stay on DNX.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing, look, I love the names that Mark talked about. Active Guard and First Defense, for me, those are bangers. The problem is I want to own that for like $5,000.
Right.
And, because I think you sell them for, 30 to 50. There is that chance you get some big national franchise or some larger corporation, but lower likelihood.
Right.
And so it's probably, a 30, 40, 50 grand type of sale. So, I want to own it for $5,000, and I don't know if you're going to get those for that, but maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship with CIA.org. I really want it. But I also feel like that might come with some headaches that I don't want. And so it's one of those things. It's like, do you want that in your portfolio? Do you want your name on that domain name? Like there's a, I don't know. I don't know. Like I do, but I also kind of like the other, you know, it's like the dude over here is like, yo, you got to own that. You got to get that shit. And then the one over here is like, yo, you have any idea the type of fucking can that you about to open? By
if, right? If I get an email from something at CIA.org asking for documents.
that's like a security gap right there. You know? Yeah. So. Obviously CIA.gov, you know, but CIA.org.
What about XXV, Drew?
Yeah, how come no one's mentioned?
Yeah, I like XXV. You know,
25 in Roman numerals.
Well, it's a proper Roman numeral, right? It's 25. You know, it's not as good as my XXI.com 21, but
they just acquired like I forget how many hundreds of million in Bitcoin. They just, you know, they're making a state. They just
42,000 Bitcoin.
Is that what they got?
Yeah, they're going to, but we're going to move a couple of them Bitcoins over to my side of the ledger. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. XXI, baby. You know, let's go.
Yeah, holler at your boy. Let's go. But yeah, I like 25 a lot. I like XXV. Great name. You know, 25 doesn't necessarily have any like particular meaning other than it's, you know, a nice round number, 1/4 of 100. You know, but
it's not around.
But I like it. It's good. Look, any threeletter.com is good. Even with the worst letters, they're still memorable. Like it's just, they still have authority. And if it's got repeating letters and it's got a meaning, like you could build a brand around it. Like that's what you're looking for with a domain. So yeah. I think it's a good domain. I like Sunset Cove, but it's like, you know, Sunset Cove, you got to be able to buy that for like, $300 max, and then you're gonna sell it for $3 to $5 grand max.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're just saying a couple hundred bucks for that one, then?
Yeah, because it's gonna be some real estate development. They're not gonna pay you more than $5 grand for it.
No, but you're not. No way you get that for $500.
That's what I'm saying. That's my problem with it is that some domainer is gonna pay more than 99% of the real estate developers would pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Enough about that. It's so true.
Grady doesn't
it's important
care.
To be able to identify those kind of names. Like that's one of the things that domain investors struggle to do in the beginning. Is like being able to identify those names that a bunch of people will bid on, but end users won't pay for.
Yeah,
sure. Well, the difference between Sunset Cove and Active Guard, for example, you know, because I think those are in two different classes of names. They're both good names. They sound good. You can see brands. You can understand a business use case. But from a commercial viability standpoint, as far as reselling to an end user, you know, you're going to get a lot more money for Active Guard than you're going to get for Sunset Cove, right?
I really want that CIA.org, though.
It's just like, oh, she's just looking at you saying, hey, come on in.
You know? Like, what do you guys think? I mean, you guys are both lawyers, you know, like, what do you...
Well, I mean, look, I guess it's
about use, right? It's like, do you go out and impersonate a federal agent, then you go to jail for a long time. Yeah. But if you're just like,
company is like, right, you know,
you're just like, I don't know. I mean, the thing is like, you're never going to sell that domain because we're going to sell it to. And so
you could be the chief investment asshole.org.
Chief investment advisor or something, investment advisors, right? Or, you know,
certified investment advisor.
You know,
central investment agency.
Anything with agency, you know what I'm saying? Just gonna like, I mean, look, dude. Hey, again, it's use. Are there companies out there that use CIA as their like, you know, brand? I mean, if there are, then I think.
I don't think there's a lot.
Didn't the government take away a .org with threeletter.org?
That's what I said before. I think this is a security hole, right? I think that this should be owned and probably set aside by the government on some like black box.
I think there's precedent where they did take away one of those three-letter agency names.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I remember. I don't know for sure, but I feel like I remember something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think, and the orgs definitely lean towards, you know, where it's like that could be misconstrued by people who don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd be safer with the .com, to be honest, but the .org
For sure. Really, that's kind of what I'm saying. For something like this, like if you had DHS.org or CIA.org or any of these, like, you know, very sort of obvious.
Did somebody let CIA.org actually expire, or is that like partner?
It's in the expiry. Who knows? Maybe it was a government name. Like, you know, they're the ones that let it go by accident. You know, somebody, just some bureaucrat, it just got mixed up, and you know, it was on a 10-year renewal and it expired and they forgot about it, and they're about to find out.
Oh yeah, pending renewal.
I think it got renewed. I think it got renewed anyway.
Oh my God. After all that talk.
I'll pay Jacob the guy that
really what we should do is we should cop it and drop a CIA
coin. Carl Jacobson.
Do a CIA coin. You know what I'm saying? On CIA.org. You know, let them know, like, oh, if you own enough CIA coin, you can get.
Dude,
you can get away
I think
with
he's a
crime.
CIA. He's a CIA agent. The dude that owns it is a CIA agent.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think he is, because he's from Arlington, Virginia, and he had a company called Pentagon Communications.
But his address was in Texas. Shout out to Domain Tools.
There's a Supreme Court hit case. Carl Jacobson. It's interesting stuff, man.
All right. Well, let's not get too far down the rabbit hole. We're running out of time, but I do think it's an interesting name. It's probably one that's, you know, hey, look, not financial advice, but probably best avoided if it does make it all the way to auction. But I'll let you guys continue to dig down the rabbit hole offline. Let's go ahead and run. We literally are down to the last 5 minutes here, guys. And so let's just do a quick lap around for our grand closing. And starting with you, Drew, do you have any final thoughts on today's show? Covered a lot of ground. I think provided some pretty interesting insights. So, but you got anything else or before we go?
No, I don't have any insights or further feedback. I, you know, just remind everybody that we are the number one domain broker in the world. Yet again, seventh time in a row.
Boom. Six rings, seven crowns.
You know what I mean?
Boom. Show them. Let them know.
But that's it. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Nice. Amar, what's up?
I am excited about putting my new pickleball paddle to use, which I chose in conjunction with our boy Josh there. So,
okay.
What's a good paddle go for?
Oh, they're all over the place. I mean, Josh will tell you better, but you can get a really good paddle for like $100 these days. And then the most expensive paddles are $300.
Oh, wow. So they're really jacking us. Cause like literally down the street, I got a paddle club where my kids go take lessons, and they both wanted, you know, new paddles, cause they were like borrowing paddles from the club. Right. And, but the paddles they showed me were like almost $500 each. I was like, what are you smoking?
Just bring them. Just when you come to Miami, you just pick up a couple there, and take them back with you.
Yeah.
Josh, how would you answer that question?
Yeah, I don't really know much about paddle. Like,
is it different than pickle? Are the paddles different than pickle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're talking about paddle.
Padel,
yeah. Those are more expensive, I think.
Really? Why? Why? What's the difference? I thought the same shit.
No, it's different. They're very different.
Yeah. You're telling me the paddles are actually different?
Yeah.
Really? You know that as a fact?
Yeah. I used to play padel when I lived in Spain. I love padel. Completely different. Like, they use a tennis ball in padel, and pickleball, you use a wiffle ball.
Hold on here. What's padel? You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, stop with the padel. Padel.
It is padel. Like, because there's also paddle. So there's paddle, there's padel, there's
pickleball. Padel is an Indian.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Right.
That's cricket, bro. What's the difference between padel and paddle?
Well, paddle is paddle tennis, right?
No, a paddle is what you use to play. And
no, but there's paddle tennis and there's padel.
Mini tennis.
Y'all crazy.
I think you guys are fucking with us right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Paddle tennis and padel are the same things.
Okay, that's good at least.
Yeah.
So you're just saying it fancy. Like, no, I get it. It's like defense with a C. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to educate you all after we hang up here. I'll send you links on all of them. Paddle tennis is a separate thing.
No.
You're saying padel. I can't even
padel
say.
Padel has the thing that they
my testosterone goes down every time I say the word.
Oh, I got you, Amar. You're talking about paddle where it's in like this dome and
yes,
don't play, you, like, and it's like heated, the ground is like heated because it's jet. It's generally in like New York and those areas.
Yeah, I don't know about the ground being heated, but it has the walls, so it's like squash. You can play off the wall.
Well, yeah, that's right, right here.
But Padel and Padel, both have the walls. They both have the walls. It's just Padel. Is like you serve over arm, and you're basically playing like tennis points in a dome. Mm-hmm. Padel is like serve underarm, and the rules are a little bit different.
So that's closer to pickleball, right? The Padel. The rules. Right. But there's also paddle tennis, which is on an outdoor court with no walls, and it's just, but it's a smaller court.
I think that's mini tennis, I think.
Okay, yo, so Padel, which you guys are calling Padel, by the way, all right, is spelled P-A-D-E-L.
And correct, that's Padel.
And that's played in that like that enclosed thing with the glass walls.
Correct.
It's kind of like almost like got a little bit of squash going on, sort of, but you hit it over a net and that is its own thing. Then you've got pickleball, which is like pickleball as we know it. And then I just don't know. So is there a difference between, is there paddleball and Padel?
I mean, what I know, we call paddle. Everybody calls it paddle here.
Yeah.
And we got walls, they're made of glass. And then, fiberglass, plexiglass, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Lay it off the walls. And,
That's what they call Padel over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in Spain and Portugal, it's paddle.
Like, yeah, it's paddle.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's paddle tennis.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Then there's paddle tennis, and paddle tennis is like a smaller version of tennis, almost like a pickleball, but like with maybe a little bit more tennis aspects to it.
Right.
So, all right. Yep. So either way, there's a whole lot of this shit. I don't even know. You got a racket. What's your racket for? Which one? Pickleball?
Pickleball. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah, but it's called a paddle.
But it is called a paddle. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving. Or I thought you guys were really like, I thought I was having a stroke. I'm like, I can't finish this show. I got to go. all right, Josh, on your end, anything else, man? Anything else good? I know DNX is doing big things. You continue to update. You continue to iterate, continue to evolve and develop the platform. Pretty exciting.
We're doing good. We're doing good. I think that we'll release some exciting updates over the summer. We'll start to do some things and just keep an eye out. Just trying to keep everyone happy. It's not easy, but what we do.
You know what it's like running a platform, man. You can't keep everybody happy. The biggest challenge we used to have on NameJet, was when you talk about trying to keep everybody happy, is you have sellers and buyers on the platform. And naturally, the sellers want to sell their names for the most possible money. And the buyers want to pay the least amount possible. So like you could, you know, I mean, oftentimes people were relatively happy with what they were buying and selling for. But, you know, you always had that dynamic where they kind of were at odds. So, you know, if you ever wanted to make certain changes, oh, hey, we're going to start hiding the highest bids I remember with the drop, it wasn't the highest bids. We were going to hide the amount of back orders because some people would use that to filter. And then certain people would be like, oh, but we're trying to, you know, and then people are competing for names, right? Because that's, you know, a lot of what the auction thing did. And, you know, people were like, no, I don't want people to know I'm doing, you know, my research and then putting my back orders in. I don't want people to leverage that and then compete against me. And, you know, so keeping everybody happy when you're running a platform is not easy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of the things that people don't like about DNX is that we draw attention to names that they don't want us to draw attention to, right? Because they want to be the only one.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you want.
Right.
Well, and if it's not
awkward, like back in the day before but I'd never been to a domain conference. I never met anybody. This is like 08 and or 09. And Shane is publishing his daily list of the domains. And I wrote him the nastiest. I wish I could find it. I wrote him this nasty email like, you know, you mofo, you know, you're highlighting the names that I want to buy and you're driving up the prices and you're messing up my business. You're not even trying to buy these names. And so stay out the business. Just stop promoting this stuff.
Yeah.
that yeah. worked.
He's like, exactly. sir, that's this, exactly, that's exactly he's it. Like, that's sir, exactly. this is a Wendy's.
But you know what I mean? And here we are 15 years later, you know, or 17, 18 years later, and he's still publishing that shit every day. You know what I'm saying?
Every day. And he just recently dropped his newsletter as well.
Your name, it just means you're winning.
That's the same. Yeah, well, these are the same domain investors that say, oh, we got no liquidity. How can we get liquidity? Wait. But don't highlight any of our names. Don't sell our names, yeah. You know?
Well, you know, but again, I think it's a little different, probably less pressure or, you know, heartburn on the DNX side because those names aren't about to go for auction where somebody's hoping no one else notices before they go and sell. Instead, it's like, look, if you want the name, just go fucking buy it. It's literally, they're all buy it now names. So what do you, you know? You're like, oh, well, what? You're just trying to get your money together? I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a
people
want to
find
problem.
People want to find a deal. So like one of the people and this has been like normal practice since I started domain investing, right? It's like you search the marketplaces for names that you want to buy and then you contact the owner because you want to try and get it for cheaper than what it's listed for. Yeah. Right. But now we draw attention to all of these names and you have no choice really to like say, okay, I'm either going to pull the trigger or I'm going to risk losing the deal.
Yeah. So I've seen it. Yeah. Definitely seen that happen. So Josh, yeah, well, hey, it just means you're doing well.
When I go and click on a name that says make offer, are you actually involved in that process making the offer or is it going direct? Yeah, you are.
I'm involved.
I'm making more work for you when I do that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey, man. But at the end of the day, if it results in sales, it's all good. But yeah, but Josh, keep killing it, man. You're doing awesome. In fact, why don't we all hang post show here? We're going to shut it down and we can talk a little bit of biz offline. And I want to spare the audience all the chatter since they've hung with us this long. I would like the two or three people that are still watching to, be able to, and Josh is like, all right, fine. I'm out then.
Yeah. Josh is one of the two or three people still watching.
So that's it. He's gone. All right. Well, hey, listen, appreciate you guys, Josh, all the hard work. It is appreciated. Amar, Drew, thank you so much for taking the time. It was good stuff. And, but Josh was also the winner of the domain game. So even more props to him today for that. And big props to Drew and the Media Options team for, again, Broker of the Year. 6 rings, 7 crowns, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And it is not easy, but, you know, we just keep plugging away, man. We just keep doing what we do. So, and I want to say thank you to everybody who has tuned in today to the audience. I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thanks a ton for tuning in. Make sure you check out DNX. Hit us up with any other feedback on today's show or otherwise. We're not hard to find. And obviously, if you need help finding or selling a domain name, you can also holler at us. That is what we do, and we do it well. And that's what's up. So, but otherwise, again, thanks to everybody, like I just said. And we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.